Democratic lawmakers have been divided on what to do with the oil tax Governor Jim Doyle proposed. The governor wanted to block oil companies from passing on the tax to consumers. Given that idea's shaky legal footing, Assembly Democrats changed it to let gas prices go up by as much as 4.4 cents a gallon. Senate Democrats shot down both of those plans. Instead, they opted to raise the capital gains tax investors pay when they sell things like real estate or stocks. That would generate $485 million to pay for roads and help fill the state's projected $6.6 billion deficit. Wanakee Democrat John Erpenbach told senators this budget was not pretty, but he challenged Republicans to come up with a better alternative.
This is a tough budget. The Democratic priorities are very, very clear in this budget. Protect schools as best as we possibly can, protect transportation as best as we possibly can, and protect the basic services that people in this state depend on.
The capital gains tax increase would actually be an end to the state's tax exemption for investment income. Here's the way it works under current law. When someone sells a long-term investment like a stock, 60% of the money they earn is exempt from Wisconsin's income tax. The governor's budget proposed lowering that exemption to 40%. By ending it altogether, Senate Democrats would basically be taxing capital gains the same way the state taxes money someone earns from a 9-to-5 job. Other states do the same thing, but an analysis by the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau found that most have some kind of an exemption. Brookfield Republican Ted Kanivas told senators that taking it away in Wisconsin was like dropping an anvil on the heads of small businesses. Kanivas said it would only drive investors to other states.
The people who take risks are the people who are the ones that are growing this country. And those people are told by the Senate of this state today, you don't want to be in Wisconsin. That's what this is about.
Senators made several changes that have less to do with the state's bottom line. They sped up a plan to get rid of the Qualified Economic Offer, or QEO. That's the state law that limits teachers' raises to 3.8% when negotiations break down. Senators also voted to link increases in the state's minimum wage to increases in the cost of living. The budget that passed the Senate would also, for the first time, require that all Wisconsin drivers purchase auto insurance, and it would increase the minimum coverage people have to buy. Oshkosh Republican Senator Randy Hopper tried to get those and other issues stripped from the budget.
Hiding policy items, items that would have absolutely zero chance of passing on a standalone vote in this budget is absolutely the wrong thing to do.
Senators did take some controversial items out of the budget. They dropped a plan that would let undocumented immigrants get driver's cards, and another plan that would give some children of undocumented immigrants the chance at paying in-state tuition at Wisconsin colleges. They also joined Assembly Democrats in killing a provision that could have opened up more businesses and insurers to bigger lawsuits. In a sign that the clock is ticking on this budget, senators hedged on another piece of it, known as primary enforcement, that would let police pull over motorists simply for not wearing their seatbelts. Senators would kill this provision if the budget is not law by July 1st. If Wisconsin misses that deadline, it misses out on an extra $15 million in federal funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.